Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yurt Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. What an honor it is to pastor that local congregation in Wheat Ridge, right off of I-70 and Kipling. We have a debate coming up. The debate will be on the King James Bible. Is that the only version of God's Word that is available today? That is the claim of a group, something called King James Only. And Will Duffy and I, you might know Will Duffy's name, former producer here at Bob and Yurt Live, elder of Denver Bible Church. He and I will be debating Will Kinney from Colorado, who also happens to be one of the world's leading proponents of King James Only. And if you want to find out more about the debate, just go to kgov.com/KJO for King James Only. You could pray for that. We also will need help. We've procured about a half a dozen books for research debate prep. It starts November 2nd. And some folks, we have a wish list on Amazon.com, and some folks have been purchasing the books we need for the research and helping out in that way. Also, our research is taking us to England, where we will be able to access some historical documents that we're very excited about. And it wouldn't surprise you, I think, to hear that, boy, it would really help financial support to underwrite that part of the effort. That's a pleasure, a joy to be able to travel with Will Duffy to England, to London. But it's difficult for us here at BEL. We operate on a shoestring budget. But Will uncovered such just fabulous information and urged me to join him. And so we agreed. So we'll be leaving just in 2 weeks to head out to London. I'll also be meeting with some of the country's leading scientists there who also happen to be young earth creationists. So that should be an interesting sidelight to that trip. Okay. Now, here in Colorado, of course, Bob and Yurt Live airs on a Crawford Broadcasting Station, AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watts. Well, there is a commentary that airs on KLTT day in and day out. It is called The Strident Conservative. And what a great website that David Leitch has. David is the proprietor of the Strident Conservative website, and he's the voice on the Strident Conservative commentary, heard daily on KLTT and on a sister station here in Colorado. So what an honor to welcome to Bob and Yurt Live, David Leitch. Hi, David.
Hey, Bob. The honor's mine. Thanks a lot for having me on your show today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a long time coming. I want to let the audience know about your commentary, your website. We're going to be talking about Planned Parenthood and the Republicans in the House and the Senate, what they've done regarding Planned Parenthood funding. Mm-hmm. But can we talk first a little bit personal about you and me and your work here in Denver?
Sure. I've been your engineer here at KLTT since I started with Crawford Broadcasting.
For
a little
what?
Over
a year now?
Yeah, it's been about a year. It was last July,
cool.
Last year that I started with Crawford, and I've been your engineer ever since then. And as you mentioned, my commentaries, in fact, there's a little bit of a strident conservative Bob and York connection, because my commentaries are heard at 11 o'clock in the evening on KLTT 670.
That's with associated with Washington Watch and Tony Perkins.
Yes, Tony Perkins program,
right?
Washington Watch. I'm played at about 11:30. It's a floating time because, you know, the segments aren't always the exact same length, but I'm played during that, and then right after, Tony, is an encore of your show, which, of course, if somebody were to miss hearing me live with you here in the 3 o'clock hour, they could hear me at 12 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, so, and David, it's such a thrill. We're so appreciative of Crawford and the crew there at KLTT, because that rerun, that re-airing of Bob and Yurt Live in the evenings has been a blessing. I mean, we've had so many people tell us, you know, late at night, they're either driving through Denver or they can't get to sleep at night, a local, and they turn on the radio and they're, you know, in the middle of the night, at midnight, they don't expect it, but there's Bob and Yurt Live.
You know, we get a lot of good feedback about your show, Bob. One of the things I like about Bob Enyart Live and all the work that you do as the strident conservative, if you visit my website, you'll see that my motto is politically incorrect and always right. And I appreciate that about your message and the work that you do, like for the pro-life movement and the creation, you know, your Real Science radio program on Fridays. I just really appreciate the fact that you don't, you know, you don't play the politically correct game. You tell things the way they are and, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. I think truth is something that's desperately needed in our generation. Mm. And I really appreciate that about the way you do your work.
Well, thank you very much, David. We're speaking with David Leach, L-E-A-C-H, and David is the voice right here on KLTT in the evenings, the Strident Conservative. And, David, your commentary also airs on one of our sister stations.
Yes, I am aired on a rotating basis. It doesn't have a set time, but it's played about five or six times a day on 560 KLZ. And I'm also played in that same 11 o'clock hour during the Bob Duco show, Defending the Truth, at 11 o'clock on our sister station, 810 KLBZ. So I'm heard on three of the Crawford stations here in Denver.
Yeah, you're all over the place. And you know,
but I'm always open for more.
Well, yeah, that's right. And it's kind of you, David, to say that at Bob Enyart Live, you know, we don't care about political correctness. We ask God to help us, you know. It's one thing to say, oh, well, such and such a ministry, they don't compromise. Mm-hmm. But that would really mean that they're perfect, you know, and no one but the Lord on this earth has ever been perfect.
Sure, sure.
And so, but we ask God to help us, to
Absolutely.
Keep us humble, to know something that we have taught, something that we have claimed, are we wrong? And we go to God's word to be fully informed Christians. We go to God's word, and then we see how to apply God's concerns to the news of the day and to our culture.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That's beautiful. I love that. And quite honestly, I've never actually said it in those exact words, but that's really always my prayer. My wife one time called me a voice in the wilderness when she was trying to give me a summation of what I try to do as the strident conservative. And when I think about who the Bible refers to as the voice in the wilderness, John the Baptist, how he was a man of many character traits. One of them, of course, he got to be the precursor to the arrival of Jesus Christ. Mm. Perhaps, you know, myself and other strident conservatives in America, maybe we are the precursors for his second arrival on this planet.
Wow.
But more than that, John the Baptist was a man who stood up to Herod and said, "You're breaking the law, period. Mm. No, end of discussion." It cost him his life to stand up and stand for the law of God.
It really did, didn't it?
Now, it did.
There's this county clerk in Kentucky, Kim Davis.
Yes, I wrote about her yesterday.
Yeah, and well, thank you for doing that. Doug McBurney was on the show. He normally doesn't come for a second program, but he was on Tuesday, and we played the audio of the homosexuals yelling at Kim in her office because she refuses to issue homosexual marriage licenses.
Weren't they just really tolerant? Weren't you just really blessed by the tolerance?
Oh, yeah. We just want to be left alone to arrest that woman.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Just in the few years Bob Enyart Live has been broadcasting, the homosexuals have gone from, we just want to be left alone, to arrest that woman.
Yes.
That's where we've gotten to. And so, well, thank you for pointing out also, she's courageous. We posted her entire statement yesterday on our show summary at our website, kgov.com. But when a homosexual asked her, "By what authority are you doing this?" it's almost like she must have paid him to ask that question. Because she said, "By the authority of God."
By the authority of God, I know. Praise the Lord, she was that bold.
Yeah, that was wonderful. And she could be, you know, of course she could be fired. She could be potentially thrown in jail. Mm-hmm. You know, they've threatened Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Cake Shop with jail. So persecution is here, and we'll see how severe it becomes. But to not back down when you're defending the Lord,
yes,
it's just so critical. So
I
thank you for
more.
Thank you for what you do. So how about the Republicans in Congress regarding these undercover viral videos of Planned Parenthood?
Well, I couldn't be more disappointed. You know, we had, I was very active last fall in trying to help flip the Senate and put in a Republican control. Not because I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. I am a registered Republican, but only so that I can participate in the primaries. Colorado doesn't allow you to unless you're affiliated with a party. So I am registered as a Republican, but I'm more conservative. And I worked very hard for certain candidates. Now, one of the people I worked for has been surprisingly fairly strong. Ken Buck is my congressman, and he's got a 100% approval rating with the Conservative Union. And, in fact, stood up to John Boehner on an issue not too long ago and almost lost to one of his positions as a result. And so, but I just couldn't be more disappointed. You know, we were talking about Planned Parenthood and before the show, and we have these videos that everybody, even people who don't follow the news on a regular basis, has at least probably heard that these videos exist.
Oh, yeah.
And the atrocity, I mean, you run out of words to describe it, atrocious, Holocaust is what I often refer to it as. The words escape you on describing it. And here you have Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. McConnell more on the record here lately, but Boehner last week in an article that I wrote, where they're sitting here and they're playing the inside the Beltway Washington politics game of, well, you know, we can't really do anything as long as Obama's in the White House, so we'll do a study or we'll do this. And they buy in the whole meme about the war on women, and they totally forget. Well, actually, they don't forget. They lied. They lied last fall to get our votes, and now that they're in office, they're not going to do what they said they'd do. They said they would stop Obamacare. They said they would do something about life. They said they would do some things about spending, and they aren't doing any of those things. But Mitch McConnell, in an article that I wrote today, I mean, he was in Kentucky on a TV station, and he just flat out blamed the fact that Obama's the president and totally ignores the reality of that. If they could, you and I talked about this before the show, if they attach this to any kind of a spending bill, they have the votes to get it through the Senate.
Right.
The power of the purse still exists in the Senate and the House of Representatives. But these rhino Republicans in Washington who are more concerned about protecting their backsides than they are about doing the work that's necessary and standing up for constitutional rights, that I couldn't be more disappointed. But it also just kind of fires me up. It's like, I mean, I've got to get more involved. I'm involved in some things now that I won't go into here, but that are maybe going to put these people officially on notice, maybe even get Boehner kicked out as this House Speaker. I mean, these are the things that they don't fix the Planned Parenthood problem. You know, I listen to your show as your engineer every day, and I agree with you that defunding Planned Parenthood isn't the answer to ending the atrocity. But if we can at least admit that taxpayer money should not be going to such a practice.
Of course,
then,
right.
Then where in the heck are we as a country?
Yeah, Doug McBurney and I have been talking about defunding Planned Parenthood. Of course they should not get government money. They shouldn't get any money to kill children. It should be illegal to fund the killing of children. That's like paying for a hitman. But if the political effort, which Republicans have been saying they're going to defund Planned Parenthood for decades, and let's say they took another 10 years and they finally achieved it. Planned Parenthood gets $500 million a year now from the federal government. So if they actually achieved it within 24 hours, you know, I think we mentioned Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, half a dozen other billionaires could put out a statement saying we're doubling Planned Parenthood's revenue that they just lost. We're going to guarantee them $1 billion a year for 10 years.
Sure.
And so that so obviously could happen. And while we squander the outrage over these videos to see that, of course, they're killing babies because tissue, a tumor like Warren Hearn up in Boulder describes, you know, babies as a tumor. Mm-hmm. In fact, he describes human beings that are out of the womb as tumors. A tumor, tissue doesn't have a heart and lungs, arms and legs like these babies do. Mm-hmm. So these are not tissue, they're babies. And so there's no excuse. America has run out of excuses. And to squander all that outrage on, well, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. I was so thankful that Mike Huckabee, in the Republican debate, with 24 million people tuned in, said, and it's almost as though he was reading off of our two-minute YouTube video that we added a contribution to these undercover abortion videos, a two-minute one of a living, intact baby. And in that video, we point out that don't squander the outrage over defunding. We have to close down Planned Parenthood. We have to stop child killing. Boy, so for Huckabee to say that in the debate, that was just, it really was so encouraging, David.
Very, very much so. And Mike Huckabee has always been very strong on the life issue. He's always been very strong on that.
Yeah. So could you give me a little bit more about the details of what the Republicans did? So they could have defunded Planned Parenthood 2 weeks ago. They could have just done it.
Well, in fact, it could have been done even before then. Before their August recess, they had to pass a spending bill to keep transportation funding.
Hey, David, I got to ask you if you could speak a little louder.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They could have done it even earlier than that. Before they went on their August recess, they had to pass a spending bill to keep transportation funding going. And there was an effort by Ted Cruz and a couple of other conservatives in the Senate to attach a rider to that bill to defund a Planned Parenthood. And it was one of those, absolutely, we have to have this money or else we're going to tell people they have to go home and not do their job. So Obama could have vetoed it. He could have.
He could have shut down the government.
He could have shut down the government. But the point is that it could have been put on, that rider could have been put in there, and it could have happened then. Because you don't need, as you and I were talking about before the show, you don't need those 60 votes to end debate and move something onto a vote if it's a finance, you know, if it has to do with the budget.
Yeah, all you need at that point, it's already up for, it's either going to pass or fail. So all you need are 50 votes.
That's right.
51 votes.
So that effort,
50%.
McConnell stopped that effort. Mitch McConnell was the person who kept that right. He promised all these things last year that we were going to have open, free debates, and everybody was going, you know, we were going to return to business the way the Senate should be run. And he said all of these, he made all these promises about that, and then he basically initiated his right as the majority leader to shut down all debate. No one was allowed to add any riders. He killed that rider. Mitch McConnell personally killed that rider to that spending bill. And now here we are after the August recess, and they're still going to be faced with this reality because we have to pass a new budget by the end of September. And they could once again add this as a rider. In fact, that's Ted Cruz's intention. He spoke with a group of evangelical pastors last week, making a commitment to do everything within his power to not let this just be some sort of an empty show vote. That's what McConnell said he was going to do. He says, well, we'll vote on it again and blah, 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 and it won't go anywhere. Well,
right.
No, by itself it won't. But, I thought these guys were supposed to be shrewd politicians. I mean, they have all these rules. They know how the rules work. And McConnell knows how the rules work, and he's been using them to kill this issue instead of allowing it to go through the system and possibly be passed. And, you know, again, it doesn't shut down Planned Parenthood, but it would give them a good kick in the seat of the pants to, it might slow them down a little bit at least. And I'm not saying, that's not the end either. I'm totally with you that we have to end all abortion. Abortion is murder,
right.
Period.
Oh, I know you are, David, and I appreciate your striding conservative website and your commentary. With Mitch McConnell, so he is the president of the Senate in Congress in Washington, D.C.,
Senate Majority Leader.
He's
the Majority Leader.
I apologize, right.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. So he's the Majority Leader of the Senate in Congress in Washington, D.C. Come to the Senate here in Colorado, and you have the Republican Senate President, Bill Cadman. Now, the Senate is in recess. The House and the Senate in Colorado is in recess till January. But Bill Cadman, I don't know if you remember this, but this is just to show, this is common throughout the party. There was an effort to pass a fetal homicide bill because of the horrific crime again in Longmont, Colorado.
Right.
A few years ago, that's where we got the Brady Bill. Baby Brady Cervic was killed by a drunk driver. And so the Brady Bill was a statewide ballot initiative, and we did better. Three times we've had a statewide vote, and we've gone from, you know, around 25% up to around 34%. So we've been increasing. When this criminal in Longmont lured a pregnant mom through a Craigslist ad and ripped open mom's abdomen and stole that baby, and that baby died, there was such outrage that that criminal could not be charged with homicide.
Uh-huh.
Murder.
Murder.
And so Colorado Right to Life proposed a single-sentence fetal homicide bill that it was actually abortion-neutral. It's only one sentence long. It's been introduced year after year. It passed the House about 3 years ago. Representative Janik Joshi introduced it in the House. It passed the House. The Democrats killed it in the Senate. But Bill Cadman, he opposed Colorado Right to Life's abortion-neutral bill, and he pushed his own bill, which in the bill, a fetal homicide bill, it affirmed Planned Parenthood's core business. Affirmed, so you could do this in such a way that it's just abortion-neutral. In other words, it doesn't mention, it doesn't address abortion.
Well, you and I both know, Bob, why they won't do that, though. If you acknowledge that a baby that a mother decides not to abort, she decides to carry it to term and have it delivered, if that child is a child in a violent act like the one you described, well, then it would also be a child if it were aborted at that on that exact same day.
Well, yeah,
and so
that's
you, you acknowledge it, if you acknowledge it as a human being in one scenario, you have to acknowledge it in every scenario. And the cold-hearted feminist liberals
yes.
who love abortion, they'll never do that.
Yes, but David, our bill, Colorado Right to Life's bill, I'm on the board, I'm a spokesman of Colorado Right to Life, it did not identify the baby as a person, as a child. In fact, the Democrats themselves in a bill 2 years ago now actually referred to the unborn child as a child. I mean, that it was surprising they did that, but they did it.
Yeah.
But this bill referred to an unborn member of the species Homo sapiens. It was only a single sentence. And it had, it wasn't personhood. It was worded brilliantly just to be a fetal homicide bill. And Bill Cadman, typical of Republican Party leadership, they oppose anything that actually would be a true victory for a child. They will give Planned Parenthood billions of dollars. They'll undermine even efforts to defund them, let alone to close them down.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And if we can flip back to the, you know, in Washington, D.C., this is why this other aspect is so frustrating. No one's asking the Senate or the House of Representatives to take a position on life. No one's saying that, although that's really what they should be doing.
Right.
If you can't say, no, you know what, these people are harvesting body parts, that's against the law. Even put abortion aside for a second, they can't even do that because of the attitude, like what you just described in the Colorado bill.
Yeah.
You've got these people who just absolutely, if you make any acknowledgement that that's a human being, then abortion is dead. You can't support abortion.
Yeah. Well, of course. So, hey, David, earlier you mentioned, and maybe we could hit, we don't have much time left, but maybe one or two other topics on your Striding Conservative homepage. But real quickly, when you mentioned Ken Buck early on, you know, I didn't say anything. I didn't comment. I don't know if you remember this, but he was getting signatures to get the Brady Amendment on the ballot. And he said that he was pro-personhood. So we have gotten 500,000 signatures of registered pro-life voters in Colorado in four election cycles. 500,000. You realize how support, how helpful that could be to a campaign.
Absolutely.
So we supported Ken Buck because he said he stands up for the right to life of the unborn child. And once he got the nomination, I don't know if you know this, but he turned, he still says he's pro-life, and I thank God that he does. And but he turned and he opposed that the unborn child is a person. He opposed
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you,
Bob.
But he and Cory Gardner both did that.
Right.
They were both pro-personhood.
Right.
And once they hit the national stage.
Right.
And that is, you know, I'm not saying that Ken Buck is perfect.
No.
He's done a couple of things that have ticked me off.
Well,
or for me often. But
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, Cory, I don't know if Cory's just running to be known as, you know, Colorado's favorite liberal Republican. I don't know. But with Ken Buck, it would be to us at Bob and Yurt Live, it would be as though we were in Germany and our guy said, but I don't really think Jews are people, or I think that you should be able to kill some of them. Well, that'd be disqualifying. So I don't really care what else good he does.
Yeah.
And they need the humility to say, it's not my career, it's not me that's important. It's standing up for the truth, honoring God and protecting the innocent.
And that's what we said earlier in your show. Yeah, truth is that's what's important. That's what's paramount. All this other stuff, even defunding Planned Parenthood, is window dressing. The truth is that human beings are being murdered, dismembered, sometimes born alive and then murdered, in the case of Planned Parenthood, so that the quality of the body parts are higher.
Yes, right.
I mean, you know, you've got all of this stuff going on, and we are killing human beings. We are killing...
David, you told me I had a look at this latest undercover video from Planned Parenthood. There's a Perrin Larton. She's with one of these fetal harvesting businesses that work with Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, when Bush, George Bush, when he limited embryonic stem cell funding, he never banned it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He just limited the funding. She says, well, basically there was a loophole because we couldn't have federal money go for embryonic stem cell research, but we said it was fetal stem cell research, and she said we continued it anyway.
Mm.
That was news. I did not know that.
Yep.
Hey, thank you, David Leach.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. It was an honor to be on your show today.
Well, the honor's all mine. Thank you. So that's David from KLZ and KLTT, the Strident Conservative. And that is a website also in kgov.com.